From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to our Gospel program. Tonight in our program we will have the final extract from the sermon that I preached in my church some time ago called Danger in Delay. We've been playing little extracts from the tape of that sermon and offering the tape free to anyone who desires it. It's a subject that any Christian can study. It is also a subject that we should perhaps press upon our loved ones and friends who are not yet saved. They can listen to it in the privacy of their own homes, and you can pray for them. So if you'd like a copy of the tape, please just contact us. You'll hear details of how you may do that at the very end of the program, so have a piece of paper and a pencil ready. Following that, we'll be continuing our series, Pictures of Christ in the New Testament. I have more or less only got introducing that subject, showing that we ought indeed to expect to see the Lord Jesus set before us as we read the Old Testament. Well, we're going to come to the first picture of Christ presented to us in Genesis chapter 3. Perhaps we could read from that portion just now, and then we'll have that extract from the sermon tape before returning to our study. Let's read then from Genesis chapter 3. Perhaps we could read from verse 21. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins, and clothed them. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil, and now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat and live for ever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. May God bless his word to our souls. Here's that extract from the sermon, and you can have a free copy of it, as I've said, if you contact us. The sermon title, Danger in Delay.
Another reason why men are careless about their souls is the delusion that repentance will be easier in the future. Circumstances will be different. It will be easier to get saved in the future. But that's not the case. In truth, sin delayed is sin strengthened. Allowing sin another day allows sin to take a tighter hold upon you. It's like the weed. It's noticed. The gardener says, I must pull that up some of these days. And the longer he delays, the deeper and deeper and deeper goes the root. And the more work is needed in the end to dig it up. Those of you who are not saved, it would have been far easier for you to get saved 10 years ago. Maybe you thought about it 10 years ago. Maybe you thought a lot more about it 10 years ago than you do now. Well, if that's the case, that only indicates how sin has had its effect upon you. And it's taking hold upon you, stopping you and hindering you, thinking about getting saved now. Never mind actually stopping you getting saved. I think, too, the delusion that little is entailed in repentance is a means of causing men and women to be careless about their soul's salvation. How common this view is. It doesn't take much to repent. There's no great problem to turn to the Lord Jesus and ask him to save us. Therefore, we don't need to be in a rush about it. It's an easy task. There are more important things, more difficult things to be tackled before that. Getting saved is easy. Do you know who preaches that gospel? The devil. You certainly don't get it in the Bible. God says the exact opposite to that. You'll not be saved unless the same power that created the world is exercised upon you. You'll not get saved unless the same power
that raised Jesus Christ from the dead
is exercised upon you. In other words, God alone can save you. And you can't whistle up God just whenever it suits you.
You can't turn and say to the Lord, "Now I'm ready. I wasn't ready all those times you said to get saved. It didn't suit me when it suited you, but now it suits me. So come and save me."
This book tells me that we are to seek the Lord while he may be found. To call upon him while he is near. To open the door while he is knocking. Because many a sinner has gone to the door when it suited him only to discover the Lord wasn't there. Why are sinners careless about their souls? Because they think that getting saved is an easy matter.
Let's turn back now, please, to the verse 21 of Genesis chapter 3. "Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them." Here we have a picture of the Lord Jesus in the Old Testament. It was one of the very earliest of pictures presented to mankind. Defiled hands cannot work anything but defilement. It was certainly thus with Adam and Eve when they attempted to cover their nakedness. Their efforts failed. They were unable to stand in the presence of God clothed with their self-made garments. Therefore, they had to seek concealment from God, as you read in the verse 7 and the verse 8 of the chapter we're looking at. How their actions picture for us our inability to clothe ourselves for God's presence. Could I read to you from the book of Isaiah? It's Isaiah chapter 64 and the verse 6. "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away." That's man at his very best. His righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Man's extremity, however, was God's opportunity, for God provided covering for Adam and for Eve. Four aspects of the clothing that God provided are presented to us, and I want us to think about it. First of all, the maker of the clothing. It was the Lord who done it. "Unto Adam also and his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin." Jehovah God, the God of power and perfection. Notice how graciously it was given. Man has just rebelled against God. Having been set in perfect surroundings, he despises those surroundings, and he despises the command of God, and he despises God himself by sinning against the Lord. But in grace and mercy, God prepares garments fitted to his needs. They are not sought after, but they are brought by God and presented to Adam and Eve. How individually they are suited. God made a garment for Adam and he made a garment for Eve. Each one's requirements were met. How we praise God for the individuality of God's salvation. Every person's needs are individually met by the Lord Jesus Christ. When we come to him, he deals with us according to our needs and graciously blesses us. They were flawlessly perfect. Would not that be God's way? What God has wrought for us by way of salvation naturally meets the standards of heaven. And the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the garment of our salvation, he is the covering that we put on to hide our sins. Is he not perfect? Isaiah chapter 61. Could I read that to you, please? Isaiah chapter 61 and the verse 10. "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels." Oh, how God has wonderfully and gloriously provided for the needs of sinners. Look at the material of the clothing. Skin. Animal skin. Think of the various materials God could have used. He could have used silk, he could have used linen, he could have used satin, he could have ornamented it, embroidered it, but he chose animal skin. Of course, there is a lesson there. It was plain. The world sees no beauty in the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 53 tells us, and these are familiar words to you, I know, but let me read them to you again. Isaiah 53, the verse 2, He shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. This world sees no beauty in the Lord Jesus Christ. When there's an open-air meeting on the street, and the Saviour is being set before the populace, it hurries on by. There's nothing about the Saviour that in the world's eyes is considered beautiful. That's why God used the skins of animals to clothe Adam and Eve. But these skins were durable. The covering that God provides endures. Praise God, He gives eternal life to those who trust in Him. They were serviceable, protected them, kept them warm. They were no mere ornaments. And so it is with true conversion. It's not an ornament. It is the most practical thing that a man or a woman can possess. Thank God, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and it addeth no sorrow. I must be quick. Let me look at the manufacture of the clothing. It required a sacrifice, didn't it? The animal from whose back the skin was taken had to die. And that is the picture of Calvary. The Lord Jesus, in order to save us, had to die. It was done out of Adam and Eve's sight. They didn't see it happening. And so it was at the cross, surrounded by the darkness, in the midst of day. Jesus died for sinners. It was a finished garment that was presented to them. They hadn't to add one stitch to it. God had finished the work. Oh, there's a finished work waiting you today. A finished garment. May you reach out and take it. Do remember to send for that tape on the danger of delay. It's a gospel message that I know will prove a blessing to those who hear it. Please tune in again next week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.